Greetings and welcome to the NewsRamp Business and Corporate Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, delighted to have you with us as we explore today's top stories. At NewsRamp.com, we curate business news from the best newswires, bringing you the most relevant updates. Before we dive in, just a quick heads up. While AI assists in producing this podcast and generating the voices, the news stories are all real. You can read the full articles on NewsRamp.com. Today is Tuesday morning, April 1st, 2025, and we have a great mix of business and corporate headlines lined up for you. So whether you're on the go, working out, or just relaxing, stay with us as we get started. Here's our first headline. Gold, antimony, and the new push for American resource dominance. Nova Minerals Ltd., an emerging gold and critical mineral exploration company, is making waves with its Estelle Gold and Critical Minerals project in Alaska. With over 20 identified gold prospects, including antimony, Nova's project is strategically positioned in Alaska's Tintina Gold Belt. President Trump's push for energy independence and domestic mineral production aligns with Nova's focus on critical resources. Nova's dual commodity approach, combining gold and antimony, sets it apart in the industry. Compared to peers like Perpetua Resources Corp. and United States Antimony Corporation, Nova's efficient permitting process and infrastructure advantages position it well for success in the evolving resource market. Over $1 million in revenue with continued profitability projected in the first half of 2025 for high-demand product in the home building sector from Innovative Designs, Inc., IVDN. Innovative Designs, Inc., IVDN, is projected to hit over $1 million in sales revenue for the first two quarters of fiscal 2025, with continued profitability expected. The rising demand for their patented Insultex house wrap is driven by new government building codes. BuiltLink Solutions, IVDN's leading distributor, is playing a key role in the increasing order flow for this superior product. CEO Joseph A. Richelli Jr. expressed excitement over the unprecedented growth in 2025 and credited the success to the team's efforts. Plans are underway to ramp up manufacturing and improve delivery times to support the projected sales and revenue growth in the coming quarters.
Green Lantern Solar builds on momentum with 30-project pipeline, team growth, and community-driven development. Green Lantern Solar is experiencing a surge in growth, with over 40 solar and storage projects in the works across multiple states. The company's focus on revitalizing underutilized land, empowering local communities, and driving the nation towards clean energy is evident in their strategic partnerships and commitment to sustainable development. With a growing team and a portfolio of 30 new projects, Green Lantern Solar is leading the way in distributed solar and storage development. By turning undervalued spaces into clean energy assets and supporting farmers, ranchers, and schools, Green Lantern Solar is not just providing energy solutions, but also investing in the future. Their dedication to creating lasting value for partners and communities is driving their success in the renewable energy sector.
Antimony is critical to American defense and tech, but major supply concerns persist. Nova Minerals wants to change that. Antimony, a critical element for defense and tech, is gaining investor interest. Nova Minerals aims to secure a U.S. domestic supply chain for antimony, crucial for defense applications and advanced technologies. With China dominating global antimony production, the U.S. faces supply chain vulnerabilities. Nova Minerals, Estelle Gold and Critical Minerals project in Alaska, could play a key role in addressing these concerns. As the demand for antimony rises, Nova Minerals' efforts to drive resource independence align with shifting policy priorities, offering a pathway to strengthen U.S. supply chains and reduce reliance on foreign sources. Inc. names Davis Davis & Harmon, a sales tax consultancy, to its 2025 list of the fastest-growing private companies in the Southwest. Davis Davis & Harmon, a leading woman and minority-owned sales tax consulting firm, has been recognized by Inc. as the 76th fastest-growing private company in the Southwest. CEO Chanel Christoph Davis attributes their success to team effort and adaptability, expanding into international markets and new industries. The Inc. Regional's list showcases companies with a median growth rate of 106%, adding 13,809 jobs and $15.9 billion to the region's economy. DDH specializes in sales tax refund recovery and audit defense, recovering over $500 million annually for clients. For more information on the list and methodology, visit inc.com. Davis Davis & Harmon continues to drive economic growth and innovation in the sales tax consulting industry. HNO International signs agreement with Zhuhai Topower New Energy Co., LTD, for $5 million scalable hydrogen energy platform, pilot, in China. HNO International, Inc. announces a $5 million strategic partnership with Zhuhai Topower New Energy Co., in China, to deploy the scalable hydrogen energy platform, SHEP. Zhuhai Topower, a leading Chinese renewable energy company, has invested over $340 million in new energy projects. This collaboration aims to establish modular hydrogen production and refueling infrastructure in Guangdong Province. HNO International's chairman and CEO, Don Owens, sees this partnership as a significant step in promoting sustainable energy solutions globally. By integrating SHEP with Zhuhai Topower's expertise, both companies aim to set a new standard for clean energy in the region. Direction appoints Mo Sparks as Chief Product Officer. Direction, a leading provider of leveraged and inverse ETFs, has appointed Mo Sparks as the company's Chief Product Officer. Sparks, with over a decade of experience in ETFs and product development, will oversee Direction's product strategy, reporting to CEO Douglas Jones. Prior to joining Direction, Sparks led ETF business at Raymond James Investment Management and facilitated the entry of asset managers into the ETF market at the NYSE. With a background at Vanguard, Sparks aims to drive product education and innovation at Direction. His expertise will help accelerate product development and strengthen Direction's position in the ETF market, offering traders and investors tools to capitalize on market opportunities.
Rotter Inc., doing business as Telvantis, completes final stage of legacy debt remediation, paving the way for new growth phase. Telvantis, formerly known as Rotter Inc., has successfully completed the final stage of debt remediation and legacy cleanup efforts, setting the stage for a new phase of growth. Since taking control in 2024, the management team has been focused on transforming the company into a high-growth technology and communications platform. This involved addressing legacy debt, broken agreements, and outdated contracts that were hindering progress. With these issues now resolved, Telvantis can shift its focus to growth, value creation, and executing its long-term roadmap. The company has rebranded, resolved outstanding liabilities, filed updated disclosures, built a revenue platform, announced buyback intentions, and secured global partnerships. Moving forward, Telvantis is focused on operational growth, technology advancement, market penetration, and increasing shareholder value. NutraCorp signs letter of intent to acquire CuraConnector.com Inc., expanding into healthcare information and digital technology. NutraCorp has signed a letter of intent to acquire CuraConnector.com Inc. in a stock-for-stock transaction, marking a strategic move into the healthcare information technology and life sciences sector. This acquisition aligns with NutraCorp's vision of equipping individuals with tools for informed health decisions. By integrating innovative technologies, NutraCorp aims to enhance health and wellness solutions. The chairman and co-founder of CuraConnector.com expressed excitement about the collaboration, highlighting the opportunity to empower individuals with better healthcare choices. This acquisition signifies a step towards expanding personalized healthcare technology impact and potential capital growth. Both companies are working towards finalizing terms and completing due diligence, with further details to be announced as the transaction progresses.
Four stocks to benefit from the American Mining Executive Order. The U.S. government's recent executive order aims to boost domestic mineral production, reducing reliance on foreign sources. Companies like Sydney Resources Corp., Idaho Strategic Resources, Northern Dynasty Minerals Ltd., and United States Antimony Corporation are well positioned to benefit. Sydney Resources, with its focus on critical minerals and sustainable practices, has attracted significant investment. Idaho Strategic's gold and rare earth exploration align with the national push for mineral independence. Northern Dynasty's Pebble Project in Alaska could see progress with the new order backing domestic mining initiatives. United States Antimony, the only U.S. and Mexico antimony smelter, is poised for growth as demand for critical minerals rises. These companies offer investors opportunities in the evolving U.S. mining sector. Golden Caribou Resources retains Eagle Mapping for comprehensive LIDAR survey. Golden Caribou Resources Ltd. has retained Eagle Mapping Ltd. for a LIDAR survey on its Quesnel Gold Quartz Mine property in central British Columbia. The 94,899-hectare property will undergo a detailed survey in summer 2025 to enhance exploration capabilities. The survey aims to map terrain and identify geological features, providing valuable data for refining exploration targets. Eagle Mapping's expertise ensures accuracy and efficiency in conducting the survey. By utilizing LIDAR technology, Golden Caribou Resources seeks critical insights into the property's geological structure and mineralization characteristics to improve exploration activities. The company remains committed to innovative exploration techniques and leveraging advanced technologies for further discoveries and development. OnceFX offers investors a secure and transparent trading environment through FSCA regulation. OnceFX, a financial service provider in South Africa, offers investors a secure and transparent trading environment through its regulation by the Financial Sector Conduct Authority, FSCA. The FSCA is known for its credibility and commitment to investor protection, ensuring a fair and stable financial marketplace. Companies under FSCA regulation must maintain financial stability, implement risk management strategies, protect client funds, and treat investors fairly. OnceFX has been operating under an FSCA license since 2023, meeting strict compliance standards and earning positive feedback from clients. The company has received multiple awards for its transparency, accountability, and investor-centric services. Additionally, OnceFX supports social responsibility projects through its Owen Shine Africa initiative, contributing to regional development. Operating under FSCA regulation, OnceFX offers a trading environment focused on transparency, trust, and investor protection, making regulatory compliance a core part of its corporate culture.
Creative Biolabs advances non-IgG antibody solutions for immune system research. Creative Biolabs has been dedicated to providing professional non-IgG antibody production and purification services, including IgE and IgM antibodies. With a focus on IgE, Creative Biolabs utilizes proprietary technology to ensure high-quality antibody production for research and therapeutic purposes. For IgM antibodies, Creative Biolabs offers effective production methods and purification techniques to meet preclinical study standards. Additionally, Creative Biolabs develops IgA antibodies for mucosal immunity and targeted therapy, utilizing various expression systems and purification techniques. The company is committed to delivering high-quality and scalable non-IgG antibody solutions to meet the growing demands in antibody research and immunotherapy.
CMN funding finishes strong to end the first quarter of 2025. CMN Funding, headquartered in Albany, NY, has announced deal highlights from the first quarter of 2025. Projects included a commercial building acquisition in Aiken, South Carolina, with a $612,500 loan, a $199,500 cash-out refinance in Brentwood, Maryland, and a $120,000 cash-out refinance in New Iberia, Louisiana. CMN also arranged other mortgages, including a land refinance in Winnemucca, Nevada, and a commercial mixed use in New York, NY. These transactions were considered small balance. CMN Funding, part of CMN Business Entities, specializes in commercial financing, focusing on commercial real estate transactions. With A's Impact, OnceFX brings a fresh approach to client support in the Forex industry. OnceFX, licensed and regulated by the Financial Sector Conduct Authority of South Africa, sets itself apart in the Forex market with a focus on transparency, client satisfaction, and regulatory compliance. Their A's Impact customer service model goes beyond traditional support, offering personalized assistance, education, market analysis, and performance consultations to help traders succeed. OnSafeX also provides loyalty programs for passive income opportunities and fast, secure financial transactions. Through their OnShine Africa initiative, they support community projects, showing a commitment to social responsibility. By combining regulatory compliance, client-first innovation, and social impact, OnSafeX is redefining the global brokerage industry.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Business and Corporate Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7pressrelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.